Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patty. Okay. I'm not open and resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning. And I'm seeing
romance,
a job
wow.
really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-olds.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not, it's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No way!
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of the Rage and Revelation Weekly Online Broadcast. Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Adam from Adam. I'm happy to be back on the air with you on another beautiful, beautiful Thursday night, August the 4th. August the 4th that we've never, ever seen before. And I'm happy that you've decided to share your Thursday evening with me and my lovely co-host, Patsy Aguera, calling in from Florida. Good evening, Patsy. How's it going? Well, her phone is muted, so hold on one
Fantastic.
Second. Here we go. Hey, Patsy, I had you on mute, so you have to start back over. I'm sorry.
I said, I forgot what I said other than I'm doing fantastic. How was your week, Adam? I haven't talked to you.
Oh, Patsy, I've had, again, as usual, busy, hectic week here in Atlanta, Georgia. Working hard towards the movement, the Raise Your Vibration movement, and the weekly meetings. I've been facilitating as an organizer these past few weeks. We've had you come in. We've had Essence. Last night we had Keisha Wood give a talk on soulmates and energetic agreements. It's been fantastic and wonderful. I've been traveling to North Carolina to visit some family and reconnecting a lot of friends. And just tonight I was here in Atlanta at an event, hearing some very powerful and moving inspirational talks of how people have overcome powerful overcoming testimonies. That's really inspired me for this evening. So, Patsy, I'm in a good space. I'm in a good space of learning and growing. And I must say these past few weeks, I've just seen how much success one can have when they have a singleness of focus, when they have positive people around them, and when they have faith in a higher power. So I'm really good. I'm just basking in this idea that we are fully supported by a higher power, that we have beautiful people around us. We can make anything happen. So therefore, go get busy. Go get busy. Keep moving, doing work. And that's kind of like the mode I'm in right now, is just keeping it moving and just knowing that I'm really supported by a higher power and other people, and whatever struggles and hardships come with me, just keep it moving and keep your faith. So that's the week I'm having, and that's the space I'm in. What type of space are you in, and what's going on with you?
Well, I've been really, really, really stressed out. I had my artwork in 5 different galleries as we speak, which I'm feeling very blessed and very successful with that. But with the success comes responsibility. So it's been a hardship because I'm painting. As most of you know, I'm an artist. I'm a fine artist, and I paint and paint and paint. But in the meantime, I found this free book. I go to this place, they put stuff on the table and leave it there, and it's called The Untethered Soul. And, I've been doing some before I found this book, I've been doing what I call soul excavation. I've been really, looking at where have I been, where am I going, where am I now? Because I just had a birthday this month. And so you kind of have a a reckoning with yourself, like what's going on. And anyway, so this book is by Michael Singer, and it's basically about struggling with that voice that all of us have in our heads, the voice that says, you're too fat, you're too skinny, you're eating too much. The other side of the voice says, well, I have to eat because, you know, I'm stressed out, or the reason I'm thin is because I'm nervous and this is what happens to me. So it's a pro and a con going all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. And unfortunately, I kind of get stuck in it, you know, and I kind of start saying, I just get paralyzed, you know, just listening back and forth, back and forth. So this book, as far as I understand, and it's about 10 years old, this book is not new, The Untethered Soul. It's about being the witness to your voices that are in your head, and we all have them, but rather than engaging in them, we step back and we kind of watch them. And he describes it as perhaps being safe if we can explain things in life. You know, if we constantly talk about it and explain it, it keeps us safe. And but it gets crazy, you know, if you keep answering that voice. Because that voice is all it is a camera that's showing you stuff back and forth. That's all it is. But if you can step back and take a breath and kind of relax and to get into more of a spiritual place as far as not having to describe everything to keep you safe, knowing that if you're in a spiritual place, you'll be safe. So I don't know that much about the Bible, but I had run across this psalm, and it's chapter 42, verse 8, deep calls into deep. Within each soul, there is longing for more than thirst can be quenched, and that thirst can only be quenched by God. So just thinking about digging deep, you know, and that's that struggle that I have between my spiritual quest and my everyday trials and everything, instead of just struggling, just pulling back and watch what's going on. And Adam, that is a chore. I don't know if any of you have ever done that, but if you could just watch that voice, if you had a friend that talked as much as that voice, you would say, get the heck out of my life and shut up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Isn't that the truth? You're just like, please, you know. So the journey for me to discover my real authentic self is more of an intuitive journey. And it's not how many books you read or how many degrees you have or what you know or what you've accomplished. It's who am I really, you know? What kind of person am I really, you know? And I want to be a noble woman of integrity. And I sometimes feel that I fall short, but that's that voice that's telling me that. You know, that voice that says, you'll never be enough. You're this, you're that. And I think a lot of it has to do with, I think about that Shakespeare quote, to thine own self be true, that I'm so busy trying to please everybody else that I'm not being true to myself. And how can I be true to myself? Because myself is the God within me, so I'm not being true to God. So in a nutshell, it's all about personal growth for me this week, you know, and just trying to make the connection with people. You know, and instead of jumping on every single one of those things that I hear that voice, just kind of step back, listen to what other people say. Even if you had an argument with somebody and you think they're a jerk or an idiot or something, maybe if you step back and you look at them and you go, well, let me just see what they're really about. And I think what happens once we make a judgment about somebody, we pin them on like on a cardboard on the wall, like you would a butterfly, you pin them. You just say, this is how they are. They're never going to change. They're always like this. We don't give them a chance to grow and be their real self. So I'm not going to go into it deeply, but I had a really big altercation with a friend of mine. And of course I thought I was right. She thought she was right. And I just backed off. I just backed off and just told her that I loved her. And I just backed off. And I'll be damned, I haven't seen her or talked to her in 2 weeks, and I saw her today, and all she did was put her arms out and hug me, and it was like we never had the argument. But in my old days, I'd be a fist and saying, who does she think she is that she can just melt this in 2 seconds just by hugging me? It's not worth it, Adam. Life is too short. So I'm trying to open up my heart chakra and let more love in, and this is what this Untethered Soul talks about is, opening up your heart chakra and seeing through that rather than through your eyes and your nose and your ears, just through your heart. So maybe we can talk about that tonight. What do you think?
Patsy, I think that's a wonderful conversation. I love that passage from Psalms, the book of Psalms you quoted about the deep call of the deep. And I love this idea of looking and listening with your heart chakra and going deep and getting out of your head and getting out of those voices and giving people an ear, or giving people an ear of your heart and what's really going on and underneath the words. I noticed for myself, actually, last week I was judging people off of comments that they were saying that were positive. So this was a positive judgment. People were saying the right things to me, a lot of flattery. And it comes to find out that I realized I better stop listening to so much flattery. I better stop listening to so much of hearing what my ears want to hear. But listen to that person really communicating their heart. And I realized, man, we can save ourselves a lot of complicated entanglements with people that are not for our best interest, or people who are disagreeable to our path, people who are not for us. If we begin to listen with our heart, not just for people who may not be hearing, we may not hear what they want to hear. They may be criticizing us or saying things that we may deem as negative. But if we listen to our heart, what happens, Patrick, what I realize is there are people who are saying stuff that I don't like, but if I listen to their heart, I realize they truly, truly, truly have my best interest in their mind. They're truly, truly committed to my well-being. I don't like what they're saying, and it's coming off harsh, but if I listen to their energy and their heart and feel their heart, I realize this person is really thinking of me in a good way. There's other people who are saying what I want to hear, and they're flattering me, but their heart space, they're not holding me in a good light, really. So I just found it really, really important to really begin to listen to people in that heart space and give them that ear and pay more attention to what are you feeling in your heart as a person is speaking. When you listen to the words that's been spoken and you put your energy on what does that word feel like come out of their mouth? What's their space, and not just brushing off the judgment based on what they're saying. And Patsy, I remember your story with your friend, and I remember feeling from those words that you were what was happening in that dialogue. And I remember tuning in to what was the feeling in that person's space, and that's when I remember I was encouraging you. I think everything's going to be okay in a few weeks. Remember I was saying that to you.
You said, and you called it right on. You said just back off and wait a couple of weeks.
And where I was getting that from, Patsy, was because I was tuning into your friend's heart space. And I could, and what happened is what was being spoken was not what was in that person's heart. I'm 30. I don't know how old I am now. 36. I'm 35 or 30. I'm 36. I'm 36. And I just started doing that. Like in the past, I would say past 3 to 3 weeks, I've been really beginning to learn to listen to the energy coming from a person's heart, not what they're saying, because their words, they will make you say, I can't believe that person said this to me. I'll never talk to them again. Or they're saying what you want to hear. And you're going to entangle yourself with a person who doesn't have your best interest. So, Pat, it's so important to go deep beyond the surface. Go deep beyond the surface of those old voices in your head. Go deep beyond the voices of what you hear from your friends, from your loved ones. So go deep and listen what is really being said. And I'm thankful that I've had this transitioning and I've been having the practice. I haven't perfected it yet, but I'm thankful that I've had that aha moment and I can start making that transition. And I would say on a scale of 1 to 10 now about going deep beyond the voices, beyond the word, I would say, Pastor, I'm moving up past the 5. I would say I'm a 6. I feel like I'm at a 6 or 7. How about yourself?
Well, I'm just starting this.
Staying on the superficial level and 10 being really
deep. I think I'm a 5 right now because some days I do it and some days I don't. And I really want to strive to be a 10 and really, truly, really try to go deep. I'm still into the story and listen to all the crap and all the blah, 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 blah. And it's making me sick, Adam. I'm sick about it. So I really want to focus. And I've been really aware this week, and I challenge everybody this week because, you know, we have these conversations, but we don't find out if people ever do anything about it the following week, just like a pastor when he gives a sermon and talks about don't steal or something, and they never take a survey and say, how many of y'all didn't steal this week, you know? So maybe we need to find some kind of, you know, way to monitor and start off with a question. Hey, whoever listened last week, you know, or share your experience if you listened to one of our programs and you did it, you know. But
I think that'd be beautiful. Now, I do meet individuals that come to our meetup group, and they do say, hey, you told me this, or you said this, or I heard y'all about this, and I took those steps. So every now and then I do get to meet those individuals.
Oh, good.
You don't have that luxury because you're not here.
Right.
But every now and then I do get to meet those individuals, but I think it would be wonderful and very beautiful if we would be able to get more of those stories on the air. So maybe tonight we can take time to support those who are regular callers that we recognize their name and their voices. Maybe we can get them to tune in. Well, Pastor,
and you know what, Adam?
And do just that. Yes?
I was going to say right before that, maybe if people can write us a little note on your Facebook, you know, that you listened to it and what you did about it, maybe we can hear some testimonials on there.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to read those testimonies over the airwaves. So they can email me at Adam from Adam. That's two D's in the first Adam, from Adam, spelled regular. Or you can just email us at spiritinprogress@gmail.com. That's the easier email address. That's our company address, and that is spiritandprogress@gmail.com. Again, that email address is spiritprogress@gmail.com. You can visit that website, leave us a comment. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and contact me. You can visit us at our Raise Your Vibration meetup page, or however you would like to contact us. We would love to hear your story of some advice or some suggestions, positive, and that's been constructive
awesome
for your journey. Well, Patsy, if you're ready, I'm ready to go to the phone
okay
lines, and let's get
go
people on this in on the conversation. All right. So, Patsy, our first caller tonight, the last four digits are 0907. Call the last four digits 0907. You're live in the air. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
I've lost you. Hello.
Hello, calling the last four digits 0907. You're live from here. What's your name? Where are you calling?
Adam, it's really, really, really hazy. I can't hear you. Adam?
Pat, are you having a hard time hearing me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Patsy, I think our caller...
All right,
I'm going to mute that
line. A lot of static.
Okay. That static was coming from our caller. Let's
okay
go to the next line. Okay. The next caller, last four digits are 7937. Caller, last four
okay
digits, 7937. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going, Adam? This is Justin.
Hey, Justin. How are you?
Hey, Pastor. How's it going? You know me. Sonny Boy in the mix. I'm sitting here flowing, just got down in the studio. How's it going for you guys tonight?
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing you also. It sounds like you're
really
a little bit, away from the phone. So are you in Atlanta now?
I am.
Okay, cool. Okay, you're clear now. So did
okay
you get to hear anything we were talking about?
I just came in. I was trying to catch the show and everything. I just tuned in. I'm literally in the flow. All I know is apparently Adam, he wants a testimonial on his site.
Exactly.
And he can send an email. I try to catch the show. I just literally got out of the studio. I was trying to make it in time.
Well, I'm glad you're here because basically we're talking about, are you willing to go deep, dig deep, you know, to find a more spiritual life and how to connect more with people by listening to what your heart says, you know, rather than living more in the material world. So we were saying on a scale to 1 to 10, you know, on a daily basis, how willing are you to really dig deep?
Oh, well, for the most part, I'm willing to dig all the way. I'll say 10, you know.
Oh, my God, good.
Yeah, with me, it's awareness. You know what I mean? It's awareness. That's what I've been working on this whole time, awareness of key things around me, like opportunities and or, you know, things that I should be aware of to make myself better. Because at the end of the day, you know, the goal here is mastery and, you know, making yourself one inch or 1 mile better than you were, the day before.
Wow. It's interesting you're saying, using the word awareness, because we were talking about being a witness, really being aware of what's going on around you and the voices in our head that talk back and forth. So you got the message without having to hear it, so you must really be on a spiritual high.
Nice.
I pulled a card for you. You want to hear what it says here?
Sure.
Okay. This card could be interpreted in a lot of different ways. And it's all about abundance and prosperity. So it's telling me, by looking at the picture and knowing what I do know, is that talking about abundance and wealth, it isn't necessarily being a bunch of gold or whatever, but it's all about responsibility when wealth comes to you, and what are you going to do with it? And not necessarily, again, not monetary wealth, but it could be different kinds of abundance. But it has a radiance and an attractiveness when you get this prosperity. And people want to resonate on your energy, you know, when you're feeling abundant and you're feeling good about yourself. But it also brings responsibility with it. You know, are you going to use it to be greedy and feed your ego, or are you going to share it, you know? And can you hear me? Hello?
Patsy, I can hear you.
Okay.
I think he's back. Are you back with us?
Justin, are you there? I think we lost him.
Justin, are you still with us? Yes. Actually, we'll pause it and come back to him. I'll let you finish what you were going to say, just because he still may be able to hear. We can come to a conclusion.
Okay. I'll finish it in just a couple of sentences. Yeah. And so I was just going to say, Justin, if you can hear me, this is not the time for you to hide your light under a bushel. This is the time for you to share with other people, because this is a great, great, great period for you, a high period. And if you act like a miser or stingy, you're going to freeze your energy. So open your hands, ask God to show you where to go, and you're on the beam, buddy. Have a good night, Justin. All right, Adam, let's go to the next caller.
If he can still hear it, I'm just going to let him know have a lot of perseverance and to stay strong and stay committed to his relationships and identify his most important relationships, commit to them, persevere to work through them no matter what. Okay? So that was for Justin, and we're going to go to our next caller, and the last four digits are 0235. Call is the last four digits, 0235. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Curtis. How you doing, Adam?
Hey, what's going on, Curtis?
Adam?
How you feeling tonight?
I'm doing all right, man. I've just been going through a lot of stuff right now. I'm actually in North Carolina right now, and this is where I'm at right now at the moment. But there's a lot of things that are not going the way that I wanted them to go. But I'm here, and I'm blessed to be alive and be able to see another day. I praise God just to be here and blessed. I'm just blessed, you know. I've been going through a lot the last couple of weeks. And I tried to get in last week. I called, but I guess you guys weren't on the air or anything like that. So I'm blessed to be able to be talking to you guys tonight.
Awesome. Well, Curtis, is this Patsy talking to you? And I'm really thrilled that we got a hold of you. We're talking a lot about digging deep, and it looks like that you're going on a journey now. And part of that journey that you're going on, you're going to have to turn up the trust a lot and really look into your heart chakra right now and open up your heart. I just pulled a card for you while you were talking. This card's all about a companionship and being connected to people. And it seems like you're really, really on that journey now that you seem committed to your human relationships, you know. And remember, the most powerful relationship is your relationship to spirit. And you saying over and over that you're blessed is telling me you're doing the work that you need to be doing. And so I think that I'm not going to take a lot of your time because I want Adam to talk to you, but I think it's going to be, you're going to find your strength among friends and among a community of you giving back to, and you really, really, really look at the people that are around you because they're the glue that's going to hold that community together. So no matter if you're in North Carolina, you're in Atlanta, no matter where you are, you'll still have that sense of community. And it's because you're setting yourself up with trust in your higher power, and whatever you put out there, you're going to get back. So I think you're on a great, you're on a journey right now that's real important in your life. So good luck to you, Curtis.
All right. Thank you, Patsy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey.
The kindness and everything else. And thank God for you.
Oh, thank you. Adam, what do you see, hon?
Patsy, I think it's so for Curtis, your call, and Patsy, our conversation about going deep, that's exactly what I'm seeing for Curtis. Curtis, you have a lot of plans. I saw you have it in your mind. No one can accuse you of not being focused, okay? You came up in this reading as a person who's like, I know what I want. I know what I want. I know what I want. But it's almost as if a lot of things are just, I don't want to say hell is breaking loose, but things just are not coming like you want for your plan.
You know what, Adam, you're so right because I'm going to let you keep on going because you're hitting on it because you're hitting on it, man. And I keep on going, man. I'll say something after you're done.
But you're being required to go deep, to go deep. There's a Janet Jackson song from 1998, 1989, and it says, go deep. Anyway, so you're really being asked to go deep and to really, really find out what is it that you really, really are doing underneath what you want to do. So whatever your plans are, whatever your big ideas and your visions are, you want to ask yourself, you want to know the why are what you're doing. And you want to know, there's a lot of things that I'm getting that you're going to have to begin to kind of demand for yourself. I feel like there's a lot of things, there's some times where you're very determined to go for what you want, and there's other times, especially when it comes to relationships, a lot of, especially intimate relationships stuff, I'm seeing some things that you go with the flow instead of kind of demanding this is what is in your heart and this is what you kind of want and desire. So I would say quit resisting in the external when it comes to business or business ventures, career work. Don't resist those things. Let go of that. But when it comes to intimate relationships and partnerships, community, that's where you need to stand up and say, hey, this is how it has to be. These are the people I have to have around me. This is how I have to have my home space. This is the type of relationships I want to have. This is the type of experience I want to have with my partners, my mates. With all these people, you need to be more demanding and have more of a constitution with those things. It's kind of making you stand up for yourself more. But then you need to really, really begin this kind of like, hey, when it comes to the other part of your life, there you need to be a little bit more flexible. You need to go really deep to find out what do I really, really want right now. And you'll recognize the spirit is trying to give you those. The universe, the divine flow is working those things to you, but they're giving it to you what you want to experience and not so much the external thing that you're going after. And this may not make a lot of sense right now, but I can just tell you, go deep to find out what you really want, in your relationships, what you really want out of your career, your calling, and what type of service work you want to do. Find out what you really want to do. What's that final experience?
Okay, definitely. You hit it on every pointer on tonight. And, you know, I know we talked about, I talked to Patty, I talked to you, Adam, and I know, I was telling you guys about that Las Vegas thing, but I haven't heard anything from him lately. The only thing that I got from him was he was going to call me, but he didn't call me. And then he told me that he was going to tell me, et cetera, but I haven't heard nothing from him. So I left him a message this past week, and I just left it alone. And I haven't heard nothing ever since then or anything else like that. All I know, he's going to be in Vegas in 3 weeks, so I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. But I moved on to actually do something else. And, you know, if he calls, then he calls. But I just left. I'm leaving that in the Lord's hands.
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. They surrender because they're looking out for your highest joy. Your highest joy is what they're after. And so that's why I'm asking you to go deep to find out what is really going to give you the most joy and what experience do you want to experience. And that's what they're trying
My main thing is I was talking, and it was amazing because I know you guys don't have much time, but I'm going to say it quickly, short and nice and quick. But it was real crazy, and a blessing is that I was at my cousin's house a couple of weeks ago in Virginia, and I was on the Air Force base and everything else. And my cousin sat down with me, and he asked me, he's like, how about you go to school and go get your nutrition? And he's like, well, I'll help you do that. He's like, you know, get another degree. So they can't say no to you. They're going to have to say yes to you. And now I think about when you say deep, really dig deep, deep, deep down inside. That's one of my major goals by next year, to be done with school and have that other piece of paper that says that I finished. And then now I can go on to the next. So I'm pursuing that, what you were telling me about a couple weeks ago.
Beautiful. I'm glad to hear that. And I saw it again, too. So I saw that education as a critical point for your future. So I'm glad to hear that. Curtis, thank you for sharing your Thursday night with us. Thank you for sharing your story,
man.
And allowing us to share our insight with you.
Yeah. All right,
brother.
Okay, have a blessed day.
You do the same. Have a blessed one.
All right, man.
All right. Our next call to the last four digits are 2168. Call to the last four digits, 2168. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Adam. This is Japonica. I was just listening in tonight.
Oh, hey, Jamal. It was nice to meet you last night.
It was nice to meet you, too. Can you
hear
me?
To join in our conversation?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, well, we're gonna let you go, but thank you for calling in, and Adam will call another number. Thanks for saying hi.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Our next call to the last four digits are 4348. Call to the last four digits, 4348. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This one is so bizarre. Hello?
Hey, what did you say your last name was? I mean, your first name is?
Pete Shikonica is still on the line.
Hi, caller, the last four digits, 4348.
What a night, huh?
All right, we'll go here and see. Let's go to this. Caller, the last four digits, 0907. You're live in the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I got too much static. It sounds like you're in a car. Adam, I can't hear anything.
I think everyone is just listening to us. This is funny. No one's responding. Let me go to the next caller in the queue. Caller, the last four digits, 7937. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going? It's Justin again. Apparently, divine intervention has taken precedence. I lost connection. I don't know what happened, but I'm back in the mix.
But Justin, I finished that reading for you. And you're going to have to go back and play this audio of this show because me and Patsy both reiterate. I don't know I can't remember exactly what we said, but we kept talking. So you're going to have to go back and listen to that show.
I know
we got what we had a word
time.
For you, brother.
All right, thank you.
Have a good night. Just look it up on the internet after you hang up on the phone.
Definitely.
After
you
the show's
all
over.
You all have a blessed night.
Thank you, honey.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Justin. You have a blessed night, too, man. You are blessed, brother. Thank you. All right, Patsy, I'm gonna go back to that previous caller to see if we can connect again. Caller, the last four digits, 4348. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Well, Patsy, it appears that all of those callers in our queue are not either we're having some audio technical difficulties or they're listening in today. So, Patsy, we have some airtime. I just wanted to share some feedback from our readings. It's interesting, Patsy, how so many of our topics are so usually, whatever we're talking about, it comes up in the reading. So a lot of the readings, previous readings that we talked about, what I saw was a lot of people needed to go deep. And I'm always like, you know, it's always interesting how our readings, our topic corresponds with the readings. And I don't think I can reiterate enough how important it is to begin to go deeper beyond surface level when it comes to so many different areas of our life and find out what we really want. And Curtis reading really reminded me of some things that I've been witnessing and experiencing with people that are talking about their ideal house, their ideal mate, their ideal career. And what we really want a lot of times is not those things of creation, but we want what those things of creation can give us. The ideal mate gives us a sense of wholeness, a sense of completeness. The ideal job gives us a sense of security, and money gives us security, and it gives us a sense of we feel free. So what we want to begin to ask for, sometimes we've got to ask ourselves when we don't get those things of creation, what did those things represent that we wanted, and how can we go back and get those in other ways? So I think that's another big important part about going deep when it comes to your plan in life, going deep for what you want, your desires, when things aren't falling apart, asking yourself, what did I really, really, really wanted to get out of there? And that, again, it goes back to how deep do you go in recognizing what do I want, what's really happening within me. Okay, so let's go to the next caller in the queue that's just called in, and the last four digits are 8444. Call the last four digits, 8444. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Allison, and I'm calling from Douglasville.
Hi, Allison. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Have you been listening to our conversation earlier?
I have.
Well, how about yourself? How willing are you to dig deep? On a scale maybe from 1 to 10, do you kind of just let it pass by, or are you really willing to roll your sleeves up and really commit to going deep?
I am. I know that there's, you know, a larger purpose for me, and so I definitely haven't been playing, I haven't been, you know, doing those things too, and so it's kind of been on my mind lately because I know that there's really no time to waste. And so I'm really, really committed to doing what I need to do to dig deep.
Well, what's so weird is, it's you talking to me, this really heavy feeling came over me, okay? And it's almost a feeling of just a lot of stuff being dumped on you recently, like almost like a waterfall that's just, you know, that it's just beating you and beating you down, you know. And it just seems like life has been unfair or something like this. Just too much stuff that just keeps pummeling you. And it just, I think that it's not your imagination. I think there's a lot of stuff coming at you right now, okay? So I think that what these ingredients are creating fear in you and stuff like that. And, of course, you know, it's a time that's going to reveal some stuff inside of you that you need to take advantage of and really look at. And you're going to have to really pull up your courage, you know, pull up your bootstraps and really, really, really look at what's going on, all right? And I think you're going to be able to transcend this, but even though it seems to me it's stuff that you've never gotten into before, it seems like it's not familiar stuff. It's not like same old fight with your boyfriend or same old, you know, person, that girlfriend you're talking to or whatever. It seems like it's new problems that you haven't had before, and you're like, this isn't familiar, and it's manifesting in you some fear. But it's time for you to, you know, go the way of the warrior. It's time for you to straighten that back up, you know, until this danger and all this stuff is gone. And don't give in to the temptation to run away, because that's what happens when you get want to just say F everything and just run, you know. And this is the time for you to say, okay, there's a lot of energy going on in you right now. I mean, energy is coming out of you left and right, but I think that you're a little bit confused as to what to do, okay? So I'm just asking you to really watch this. There again, like we talked earlier, step back. Get a really good picture of what's going on. It's just a story out there that's going on. You just watch that story. Watch the players in that story. Don't make a judgment. Don't tell anybody off. Don't do it. Just kind of watch what's going on. And I think that if you become really impartial and open-minded, that you're gonna go way over this. But you just need to sit still in the middle of this storm. And I don't know what's going on with you, but I think that you're going to be able, with God's help, just rise above this, and it's going to come fast. So get ready, okay?
Okay.
All right, Adam, what about you? What do you see for Allison?
Allison, I do feel like I'm picking up that same energy of Pat is talking about, but I'm picking up it feels like it's dealing with career or work. Are you did you just recently move into a different space or different place in regards to your career and work area of your life?
I did.
Is it something that's a little unfamiliar to you that's beginning to happen now, like Patsy was saying, in that regard?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was picking up, and I'm seeing that I can't tune into what lesson you're supposed to be learning from this. I think there's something the Spirit wants you to fully get, but I do know the outcome I'm seeing. You will be having to make a decision, and that decision has got to be made on your freedom and your authentic self, and you can't be afraid of growth, and you can't be afraid of putting your freedom and putting your soul's expansion first, even if it requires taking a lead of a promotion, even if it requires speaking to somebody at your job, even if it requires leaving that job and relocating to somewhere else in the world. But I can say this, that decision is going to be coming, and that's what I think a lot is leading you to. Something's got to change. You've got to address some things. You've got to go deep. And the result of it is going to be something very beautiful and very satisfying. Okay, Allison?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Thank you for sharing your Thursday night with us. God bless you.
God bless you.
Passage. That brings me back to a question I've been wanting to ask you. How do you ever remember a time where going deep has rescued or saved you or brought you out of some situations that helped you make decisions? And I hate to put you on the spot, and you always say, Adam, don't put me on the spot. Don't put me on the spot. But I just was wanting to ask earlier, it came to my mind earlier you were talking, I said, man, I wish Pastor had, I know you have such a wonderful, you've had so many experiences in your life that's helped you learn and grow and evolve. And I was just wondering if anything come to mind as we were talking today and any stories that you can think of where, man, you remember having to go deep and it helped you get through a situation that you mind
sharing
with. Yes,
I do. I do have something, but I do want to say something else. And this is so weird because this has never happened in this program. Spirit keeps telling me to do a reading on you, okay?
I'll be happy to receive it.
Okay, well, can I do that first?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, you can answer the question first, and then we can go into my reading.
Okay. Well, what I was going to tell you, because, you know, once I get started, who knows? But, you know, Adam, I've had some really hardships in my life, but when I look back on them, we can always see other people that have things 1,000 times harder. You know, I still can see here, I can walk, I have people that love me or whatever. And I will say, and this is not trying to sound egotistical, I do work at that, okay? Because what my ego wants me to do is run away and don't participate. And somebody's not doing things like I want them to, or it's not favorable, then I never want to talk to them again. I want to take my toys and run away. And what ego will do to me is totally isolate me from everybody and be real judgmental. And I have been bankrupt once, and I've been homeless twice in my life. And one of the experiences of going deep was I was in a relationship that was not healthy for me. And I'm sure a lot of people know what I'm talking about. And at some point, I had to say, I'm out of here. And it was terrifying. It was scary. It was all of the above. I didn't know what to do. It was awful, 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 awful. And I literally ran away and lived on my own for almost a month out in the streets, and I slept on people's sofas and did all kinds of stuff. And I really, really, really had to dig deep and see, what is my part in this? What am I going to do? My whole faith in God was challenged. There was a lot of stuff that happened. And Adam, you know, if I were to really have the strongest faith and knew that I was going to be as okay as I was, probably wouldn't have been so fearful. But I didn't have the spiritual resources I have now. And those resources is trusting and believing and walking the walk. And so now today I know that no matter what, and I did say this a million times when I was out there in the streets for a month, I said, God did not bring me this far to drop me. I know this is not it. And you know that saying that everything's going to be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, it's not the end.
I love that saying. I love that saying.
It is so true. Adam, it's just my life turned on a dime, and I took another incredible journey, and I ended up getting a relationship with somebody else and moving up to New England, and I would have never have moved to New England. I had some of the best years of my life being up there, and my life is just better than none today. And that relationship didn't work. I walked away from that one, and there again, I was out in the streets for a year this time. And at the end of that year, I had the best job I ever had. I had a brand new car and a house, and that was from going completely homeless, and it changed on a dime. And it's all about faith. Because I knew that I would be okay. So, yeah, I have that. I have that commitment to God and knowing that I'm going to be okay.
Patsy, thank you so much for sharing. That inspired me. And I've heard those stories before, but I love the way you communicate them tonight. You're going deep, and it really speaks to me. So thank you for sharing. I'm glad that I was obedient and asked you to share. And I'm excited about this reading that you feel led to give me.
Well, this is really interesting because I know a lot about you, but there's a lot of stuff that I don't know, and how I know most of your business is because of Facebook. I saw you went up to the Carolinas and surprised your mama.
I know, that was so awesome.
That was so beautiful. I guess those of you out there don't know Adam's mother. She retired from her job? Is that what it was?
Yep, she retired. She retired. She was working for the county in the social services department for a number of years. I think altogether about 30 years or 30 plus years. And last Friday was her last day. And I had this impression to drive to North Carolina and walk her out of her office on her last day. And I surprised her at the last hour. And she turned around, and I was in her doorway. And she screamed and she cried, and then me and her walked out of her office together for her last day. So it was an amazing, amazing experience. I was so honored to be able to surprise my mom and be there and do that.
Well, you're making me cry right now. You know, as a mother, when a child does something like that, it's pretty amazing. You know, the love that we feel. And you're her baby boy. We know that. So, I'm always saying to you and your sister that your mother did a great job raising your family.
Everyone was crying in office. All her coworkers were mad at me because they were like, oh, my God, you have us crying. So it was really emotional. She was crying, and then her coworkers, when they realized who I was, a lot of them had never met me before. I hadn't been home in so long, and I hadn't visited my mom's job probably since I was in high school.
Oh, my God.
It was it was emotional. So a lot of people got emotional. And a friend was telling me that, you know, I was contemplating not going, and a friend said, "Hey, Adam, if you'll never get this experience back. Like, you'll never, this experience will be something you'll always be just happy that you got to share with your mother." So I was able to rearrange some things on my Friday and Saturday and make it happen. I'm glad I did.
Absolutely, because like you said, that is a treasure that you can never pay for. As a parent, I know that. I get it. Well, Adam, what I'm getting right now is decrease, decrease, decrease. It's time for you to cut the fat, okay? And I know that that you've cut the fat many times, you know, with finances and stuff like that, but now is really the time for you to really cut back on your work, your running around. You know, there's a time for a big overflow, and there's a time to cut back. And you know, a lot of times when we think about cutting back, we're like, oh my God, this is terrible. You know, I got to tighten my belt, and it's not anything like that. It's a time to acknowledge how important it is to balance things out. And you go and go and go, and you do for people, and you're there for everybody. And those of you that are readers or do intuitive help for people know that it's really draining on your heart and your soul when you're talking to a lot of people. And I know that you give that a lot. But it's time for you to kind of feed yourself spiritually. So it's time to kind of back off, okay, and get just a little bit downtime for yourself. And it doesn't mean you can't work or anything, but you don't have to fill the gap every single minute. But it's time right now for you to start simplifying things, really simplifying it. Maybe instead of you having your own apartment, maybe you rent a room from somebody. Maybe instead of you eating out 300 times a week, you cook something. I know that's a novel idea for you, but just a way to change things. Time to shake it up and start decreasing, because what's going to happen, it's time for you to sharpen your sensitivity. And a lot of this stuff is flashing around you, and it's not letting you see real clear. And I think there's some stuff that you really, really, really need your energy to see clearly. And I think you're going to have a major, major shift in your life this year, like really major. And you're going to need every bit of attention to pay attention to that. Okay, so, you know, like a good spring cleaning, you know, you hate it, you get in there and do it. But, man, after you're like, shoot, man, there's more room for me to grow. And I feel so unburdened. I feel so much better when I cut the fat. And I'm looking at myself and seeing all the crap around me. I go, I can't even see. I can't think clearly. How can you be creative if you got all these people in your face and you have all this party, you know, whatever it is that you do that's taking your attention? Now it's time to focus. And I think we've seen a lot of great leaders over our lifetime that go to the garden, you know, just to relax, take time out of their day to meditate. It's got to be heightened for you right now. The decrease is nipping at your heels, Adam. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but that's what's coming to me.
Oh, Patsy, it makes so much sense. And you know it makes sense because
what do you think?
You always are tuning in.
Hello?
It
Adam?
Makes so much. Patsy, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, Patsy, can you hear me now? Testing 1, 2. Hello?
Well, I'm talking and I don't hear you anymore, so I'm going to hang up. It looks by my clock, it's about 5 minutes to 10, and I want to wish everybody an awesome, awesome, awesome weekend. See you later. Bye.
Yes. Well, good night, everybody.